Welcome back to Building Billions. This is a true treat for me because a little backstory on this guest. I fell in love with this woman before she knew who I was and was determined to make her my friend and stalked every YouTube video, read every book, watched every social post before I got the pleasure of meeting her in person. And the very first request I had for her when I met her in person was, will you be on my podcast? And at the time I had no podcast listeners. I had never hosted a show with a guest, and I had her on my podcast 5 years ago, and this is the second time that she's been on my podcast, and now we are in a new unit of time because she has entirely changed my life over the last 5 years and been my biggest mentor, my biggest role model, my biggest cheerleader, and she is the queen of supporting other women. So with that, Alana Cardone, I am so happy to have you on this show.
Thank you. It's like fun to be here.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited so cool. to ask you all of the things because when I look back on the previous episode for the podcast, I had no idea who I was. I was just figuring out where I wanted to take.
Yeah, you were 25 years old.
Yep. I was all about the age gap, and I asked you a lot of questions about your age gap because I didn't see value in myself being able to actually create business content because I didn't have stats. And that's something that you told me when I asked you about this. You said you need to get stats in your division so that you can talk about those things. And you told me you're not married yet, so why would I listen to you for relationship advice? I don't know if you remember telling me this.
I 1,000,000% remember telling you this.
Yep. So can you?
So I said that. I was you like, did. Why, you're not even married. Why would I think I would listen to you for relationship advice?
Right. I was asking for your advice and guidance.
And
on,
did I say this on the podcast?
You did not say this on the podcast. Okay. You said this separately.
At least I have some sense, some filter.
Yes, you are too kind and gracious to say it on the podcast, and I would have been horrified, but also really would have loved to have that video or that moment on video. But could you walk a viewer or a listener through this concept of why stats are important and the stats that you've achieved in your life that make you really confident and proud of the woman that you are today?
Oh, well, you know, because today we live in this social media aspect, and that wasn't around in the very beginning of when Grant and I were building this thing. But I looked around, and why the stats matter so much is because I see so many self-proclaimed experts here and there, and it's just, oh, how do you filter through? Because they can make everything look so great. Oh, I posed here, or I'm here, or I'm this. And you can fabricate and make yourself look to be more accomplished than you really are. And it's misleading. And so for me, the stats don't lie. So when you build stats, it does a number of different things. A, when you build the stats for yourself, you're building your own self-respect, you're building your own confidence, plus you're building something that nobody can dispute. So no matter how many people want to be prejudiced against me because of my religion, or because I'm a woman, or because I'm white, or because I'm heterosexual, pick your pick of how many ways somebody could, or because of my political preference. You can pick all of that apart, but the stats don't lie. So we always say, rack the stats. You gotta rack the stats because no one can touch those. You can criticize me for a number of other things, but you can't criticize me when I have on my stats, because the stats don't lie. Mm,
so good.
Yeah.
And you're confident because you have your stats.
I'm confident because they're real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's, you can't fake, as Grant says, you can fake a Ferrari, you can't fake a jet. Now, I'm not trying to be braggadocious, oh, we have a jet. It's just, that is a whole nother level playing field. And we've worked really hard for that. And so that jet symbolizes a lot more to me than just, look at me, I have a jet and you don't. Some people will criticize and they will see that and think that's what we're doing when we say jets or this or that, or why we show that stuff. So a lot of wealthy people in our circumstances shut down those doors, and they think it's crass and low class to show stuff like that. Well, Grant and I aren't trying to be anything other than what we are, but the reason why we show those jets is to show that everyday people, like how we started in the beginning years, can make it. And it's not only for the elitists. And if you're willing to do the work and you know how to avoid enough wrong mistakes and decisions, then you too could be on the path to having and creating the life that you want as well. But it took a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice. And so I'm not going to apologize from crawling from where I did, which I feel was in the muck, crawling out of that, crawling up, and to be where I am now. I'm not willing to settle for less, and I'm not willing to have anyone just have a right into our lives just because they're entitled to it. I worked hard, and I want to protect what I have and what I built and the people around me, and that's just come over time, and I paid the price for that. No one can take that away from me. You know, again, I don't want to talk too long. I don't want to run this show.
This is your show. This is your world. I'm just living in it, taking notes over here.
But yeah, a lot of people say, you know, what would you do if they took away all of your money? And I wouldn't like it, but I know it wouldn't take me and Grant as long the second time as it did the first time. Because you can't take away what I've already been through. You can't take away the street cred. You can't take away my integrity, my confidence, the people that I've met, the skills that we've learned, everything that we've been through, how to identify red flags and toxic people and this and that. So none of that you can ever take away from me. So, you know.
It's yours.
Yeah.
You've earned it.
That's right. And I'm not perfect yet.
I don't know. I've spent a lot of time around you, I have yet to come across a flaw. I think I've always said this. I'm your biggest fan and biggest cheerleader, and feel like you are just the most magical person on this planet. So I'm honored to be able to learn from you. And I think about where I was coming from 5 years ago in learning from you and really having you hit me with hard truth around, you weren't telling me that I didn't have stats, but I didn't have stats in this area that I was, I guess, starting to talk about and hadn't really put those things together. So when we're talking to this audience, this listener who's maybe driving in their car right now or on a walk, trying to figure out what stats to get, do you have any guidance around where somebody should start with getting stats? Like, how do you go about doing that?
You should ask yourself. How did you go about getting stats?
Well, but this is not my episode. This is your episode. Do you want me to say? I can.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, at the time, and when we were starting the business, it was right when Cardo Ventures was starting. And so I chose, instead of being in a relationship podcast and content creation mode, it's like, I don't have the expertise of scaling businesses, because the last one that I was working in didn't end up as a success. There was a lot of failure there, but I can get stats in the things that I'm responsible for. And at the time, as we were growing Cardo Adventures, I was responsible for the people. I was responsible for hiring them, for onboarding them, for training them. And I couldn't take credit for every other part of our business, but I could take credit for what was happening with our team and the growth of our team. And that's why I wrote the book about that, because I had the stats of hiring those team members, onboarding them, training them, retaining them, promoting them, and developing them. So that's where I got my stats, and I really focused on those areas to kind of carve in my little piece of the stats.
Right. And so when I first saw you at that phase, when you were 25 and you were asking me so many questions, I thought to myself, I never even knew at 25. I never knew the person that I thought I could ask that to, and B, I wouldn't have known how to ask those questions. And you asked really smart, intelligent questions. You've always come across highly able, capable, intelligent, which is probably why I told you the truth at that time. I remember you were like, you had your Instagram, the 25 year age gap. I'm like, where are we going with this? It makes no sense. I am not relatable. I've got 15. I thought I was like, you know, killing it. But where do you go with this? How many people do you meet have a 25 year gap that's going to relate to this? I was like, what is the story? I don't get it.
Yep.
And then when you were, you know, you were kind of like, I don't know, Brandon's the person and I don't know where. I'm like, dude, find your place, make your mark, and go. And you, unlike a lot of other people, that have come or asked questions, you actually implement everything. It's astounding. I've never met anyone like you that just really absorbs data and really implements it. And I mean, you've turned this, I mean, you were just so magnificent. I read your book. I love your book. You do a certain area that I've never done. I do different things. I don't talk about that. I don't do that. So it's very, so rewarding to be on this side, reading your book, highlighting your book, and actually implementing your strategy in my domain and in my sphere of 10X Ladies and what I'm growing, this whole arm in the Cardone Training Technologies bubble or umbrella, I should say. So, you know, you've made me just really, really proud, and I'm super excited as to who you are and what you're turning out to be. I mean, you are like, I don't want to be like the gush show, but I'm at a point in my life now, I hit 50 and, you know, we're successful. And I'm at a point now where I have the stat of being the woman behind the man, beside the man, however people like to call that. Doesn't matter to me, but I now want to look at those strengths that I've fought for so long, which is kind of infrastructure, mindset, and support. That's where I feel like I really contributed to the motion of the empire. Grant actually physically built it, but that was my area. I don't know if that's scalable, because obviously I'm not going to be married to, you know, millions of other men. I promise you that. But what became more important to me at this point in my life is, well, can I be the woman behind the women? So I'm on a new career path, if you want to call it that, or life's mission path, spiritual journey. I want to build women so they can build their empire by bringing mindset, infrastructure, and support, because I believe women have the ability to not only have their own power, but they also have a very big power to influence the men who sometimes make decisions in their careers or jobs or posts. So I feel like women are extremely powerful, because women influence themselves, they influence the men, they influence the children, they influence the community. And if we actually started really owning that power on a magnitude level, I feel we can change the trajectory of this world and make it a better place. So anyway, just to see you in 5 years do a 180 in your life, it's like a spiritual deposit in my bank account.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought I want to be your best student. That's been like literally a goal of mine, is how do I actually implement what you're talking about and not be a waste of your time or Grant's time. And so that is a very beautiful acknowledgement, and I appreciate you for saying that, because I still to this day watch you. And had a team member, as we were driving over here, as preparing for this podcast, I said, if you were listening to Elena, what would you want to hear? And she said, why does Elena show up to the office every day and do what she's doing when she does not have to? Like, why do you do this? And you just mentioned spiritual legacy play. You just mentioned a pivot in your career. Can you give like a little bit more of the behind the scenes on the why you show up, even though there is nothing that forces you to show up for a paycheck or for a job? Because you could do anything that you want to be doing right now, and yet you choose to show up.
Right. As much as I love money, and I want that to go on the record, I value money, I think it's very healthy, I want other people to have money, but why I'm here every day, when I'm assuming people are thinking I don't have to be here because I have money, mm-hmm. and I can't be here, but that doesn't fulfill me. What fulfills me now in life is I have stats, I have things that I've figured out, I have information that I feel could help other people if they wanted to see what we did to become successful. I want to be transparent. My purpose in life is I want to empower women, protect children, and restore the family unit on the planet. So I'm driven by that. I want to make that spiritual legacy for myself. I want to make a difference. I want my life to have been more than just, oh, I made money and happy and flew around on jets and got to see the world. You know, I love all of that. Those are the rewards. But I want to be like, hey, I came into Natalie's life. I said something. She was doing this and kind of maybe a not know. She might have figured it out 15 years from that point, but she didn't. She figured it out right then and went on another path. So that to me is more satisfying than just staying home. And I don't know, before I had money, I always imagined that rich people just was on beaches drinking pina coladas.
Yep.
You know, so that won't make me happy every day. Making me happy every day is hearing success stories or seeing, oh, wow, I did make a difference, mm-hmm. you know?
You're really changing people's lives.
Yeah.
So when you think about changing people's lives and your desire to do this, when you look back at yourself and you think about where you started and maybe the lack of confidence that you had, what tip could you give somebody who is trying to build self-confidence and trying to just like change the direction of their life? I've watched you do this many times, even like your GrowthCon speech 3 years ago at the Turnberry, where you were had like your hair. I just remember your hair and your dress was just like that Balmain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the two
piece? Oh, yes.
And you were so vulnerable with the audience about you learning the real estate game and you figuring out your real estate test to get your license, and you like were crying just a little bit about just the thoughts you had as a kid that you weren't smart. Just how you've managed to get to be this person today who is confident, who can show up and represent herself and be this incredible woman. But 20 years ago or 30 years ago, or even moments where you're pivoting as recent as a few years ago, how do you get that confidence to make those pivots and become that next version of yourself?
Well, for me, it's discipline and consistency and doing what you say you're going to do. And it takes time. And I started off with doing the little things that I could control, and setting out with small little targets and just hitting them every day consistently. So that helps to build confidence. Doing it anyway, doing it scared, all helps to build confidence. But I've never hit this thing where still in my life today where I just go, oh, I have full confidence and I'm going to be great. I mean, I have to tell myself that and I have to do it anyway, but I've never had that yet, mm-hmm. you know?
Still like, today, you don't feel like you have that showing up to a presentation or doing all of the amazing photo shoots.
I can trust myself that I'm going to deliver because I do, and I always show up and I always deliver. So I can trust myself, but I still have fear that this is going to be the time that I don't show up and I don't deliver. Those fears still exist. Is this going to be the time? I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You know, as I'm trying to do bigger challenges and stretch myself, is this going to be the thing I'm going to fail at? Can I do this? I have all those old, you know, thoughts, considerations. There's a lot of internal, I don't know what you call it, internal politics. I mean, the company's growing. There's different agendas. There's different personalities. There's different things that you know, I have to figure out with a lot of different people. And, you know, yeah, there's things, challenges and punch guts that go, and then that make you introvert on myself. I won't say you, I'll say me, that make me introvert on myself, that go, oh, I should have done that, I didn't do that. Now they're looking at me going, oh, you didn't do this and you didn't cross that T or that I, and oh, did that bring me down on the rung a little bit? And am I, you know what I'm saying? And I'm constantly having to, you know, feel like, like I don't, do you know, everything I don't touch that I touch turns to gold, mm-hmm. you know, only about 99.9, but
but that point
but
one,
that point one knocked me down so hard, you know what I'm saying? So, but you know, it's a battle for me,
mm-hmm.
but so I'm not going to pretend like I have this, I'm very vulnerable as I stretched a new levels, I get more vulnerable, more vulnerable. Can I do it? Self-doubt, keep going. You can, I try not to pay much attention to that while that's happening. Mm-hmm. I just
the
keep
feeling
doing,
of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The feeling of it. I just try to go, who am I in the future? In the future, I figured this out. In the future, I have all the confidence. In the future, I know what I'm doing. So be the future self now and wear that hat. Just be that future. This is what I do. You're asking for the person that's listening or jogging or in the car and they don't know what to do. This is my strategy. I pretend or mock up or whatever you want to call it, that future self, and I wear, how would that person feel right now? It still doesn't make the voices go away of, you messed up, you don't know what you're doing, you should have done been more prepared in this meeting, maybe you're biting off more than you can chew, you probably shouldn't do this, why are you doing this? You don't need to do this, you're getting attacked because of this. People are telling you you should die in a flaming wreck or eliminate yourself from the planet immediately. I'm like, what am I doing? It doesn't stop those voices. But I be my future self. My future self got over that, doesn't even remember all of that, doesn't remember the mistakes. My future self goes, I'm confident, I'm bold, I pulled this off, I'm a victor. And not only that, but 1,000, 2,000, 1,000,000, 5,000,000, 100,000,000 women changed their lives because I got through this and they saw something and I said something to change their life. And that's what I hold on to in that present moment, to keep taking the steps through the fall downs, get back up, because I know that in doing that, even with all those negative lack of confidence feelings, that I am going to become that future self. And I always do. And then when I'm there, it's there for about 5 minutes and I feel damn good and damn strong. And I'm like, yes, until the next episode.
And then you just
and then I'm right back
trudge right back through it.
That's right.
So you one time said to me, affirm your wins.
Make firm the wins.
Make firm the wins.
Ignore the losses.
Help paint that picture. Because what you were just saying, a lot of the time the losses are in social media world, what people talk about, like learn from your losses. And it's about the losses and appreciate the losses. And you flip my mindset around that for I kind of forget. I'm not going to steal your thought process on this, but I'd love to hear more about how you actually put that strategy in place as you're dealing with it in the present time.
So that was another thing that I learned. Make firm the wins, which I'm still, again, not great at, but I'm actively working to become better at. Because make firm the wins, when I have a win, I just my tendency is to go, yeah, well, that's expected. That's the competency. Like, and I don't really celebrate it because I've already set the target to the next thing. And I don't really acknowledge that. I don't even really know how. But I started to when we started having those yacht trips. That was make firm the win. Make firm the win. Acknowledge it, you know, and ignore the losses. And what I mean by ignore the losses is I used to operate back in the day from the past. So from the past, there were losses. And from the past, while you're going through it, and I'm here in the present, right? I haven't had my future yet, so I haven't had it yet. So in the present, all I can compare myself is to the not have and to the losses. So what was happening when I was living from the past into the present, if I ran through a challenge, like I just explained a minute ago, if I ran into a challenge, I would go, see, I'm a failure. I never made that work. See, the last time, the loss, and I kept looking back, which made it even harder to go forward because everything was, you know, the loss, you can't. So what I do now is I affirm all the wins because they keep you going and keep you energized and like excited and like, okay, it's working. And now I ignore the losses. So the only time I use losses is to make a policy going forward. So if I was naive in one situation, I make a policy. I know I'm naive. My policy is now every time somebody says something, I'm going to say, show me the stats. Look, don't listen. Am I being naive? See, that's the circuit I installed in my brain or whatever you want to call it, so that I can filter myself going forward. but I no longer live from the past and I ignore all the losses. I don't care. Now I look from the future. So like I said, I live from my future self and who that is, and that pulls me forward. So now I can look from my future and experience a loss, and I can say, okay, that loss from the past would have pulled me back and stopped me, but now I go, that's what I needed to go through to learn how to become this bigger, stronger, more confident person in the future. I had to go through that in order to become my future self. So it's just a different mindset and a different viewpoint. One pulls you back to stop and one pulls you forward to keep going.
What if somebody doesn't have clarity on the future? You're talking about, like, you imagine your future self and you have this purpose about helping women and protecting children and restoring the family unit. Like, Elena Cardone is clear on what the 5-year or the 10-year version of herself looks like. And so you can kind of, you can really channel that. But for the person that's like, for me, for I'm asking you this as if I was me 5 years ago at 25, because I think people really struggle with this, and you do this so beautifully where you just reinvent yourself and you reinvent what you're doing to be in alignment with where you want to go. And so how do you go about making the decision and postulating that you are going to take on such a massively huge target, such as restoring the family unit, and that's so real to you as a place of motivation for you every single day? How do you start with that target?
Well, you know, I would ask the person, like, where do you want to go? I mean, for somebody to even want to have any awareness of anything, if they're already asking themselves, what am I doing? Then start asking yourself, where do you want to be? Because where you want to be is going to dictate what you need to be doing, because you're going to reverse engineer from that picture. So, I mean, if you have the ability to visualize anything or have some sort of creativity, or, you know, mock it up. It's all mocked up anyway, you know, so mock it up.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like, it's all a mock-up. Like, happiness is a mock-up, you know. I can be in enthusiasm right now. Oh my God, did I tell you about such and such? I'm so excited. I cannot wait to tell you this. That's enthusiasm. It's a mock-up. It's a creation. I can go down into sadness right now or total boredom. Those are mocked up. Those are mock-ups, right? So what is the mock-up of the future look like? Does it look happy? Does it have a family in it? Does it have good friends in it? Trustworthy people? Does it have drug-free, alcohol-free? Does it have success? Does it have money? Does it have traveling? Like, does it have airplanes? Can you think about those things? What does it look like? You don't have to think about how you get there. Just, can you think about it? Do you have a good thing, something that you love and you're passionate about and that you want to work towards? Like, start thinking, like, because the more you think, the more you can think. Oh my God, there's an ocean. I have a house on the ocean. I do this, I do that, I have the kids, we do this, I empower women, I'm a, you know, whatever. I own my own hair salon, my this salon. Actually, I own a chain, it's a global chain, it's a this, it's a that. Before you start hearing all the voices in your head that say, oh, that's absolutely crazy, you're never gonna have that, just create the picture. And then for fun, and as easy and as light as it is just to mock up happiness, you know, just start going, okay, well, let's just pretend. Like I'm pretending. So if I were gonna have that, what would that look like going backwards? Like, what would I have to do to have that? You know, let's just pretend that can be real. What would that person look like? What would that person have to know? What would that person have to know about money, finances? What would that person have to know about travel? Or how much does it cost to raise a family? How do I learn about being a wife or a mother? If you want a family, how do I even find out about what does it mean to be a mother? Reverse engineer. Okay, well, what are the books on that? Who says what about that? Who do I want to listen to that? Would Elena be someone I'd want to listen to? What does she say about her kids? Now you're going to start doing. Da-da-da-da. Let me start reading about trips to Africa or this place or that place of where I want to go and what I want to do. And, you know, what finance courses? We took 5 finance courses together. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I do. I still use those.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. So now you start doing the things. You just start mocking it up. You got to mock it up in the real life to then be able to, all of a sudden you go, oh my God, you wake up and you're in your life that you mocked up, that you created. It doesn't just fall into your life. It's got to be created. It's got to be mocked up. You mock it up. You know, you make it happen.
Yep. And you just make it happen.
This life that I'm living right now is a mock-up that I had in 2008 when the economy was collapsing and we were on the verge of being bankrupt. I mocked up a plane.
So I've heard Grant talk about goal setting in the morning. He writes his goals down on a legal pad. And then at the night, at the end of the day, he writes his goals down again, two times a day. You, going back to 2008, when you're mocking this up, do you have a different process? I think it might involve a ball where you go up and down just a few times. You want to share what your process is on this real fast? It's not embarrassing. I think this is so magical about you. So it's out. So I'm not outing you on anything. Can't do that.
So anyway, I've always been hyper. I've had a trampoline my whole entire life. I grew up with a big trampoline in my backyard. I have a trampoline in my yard now.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
The trampoline?
The little turtles.
The turtles took over the trampoline. Yeah. It's been very soothing for me. So when one of my friends was pregnant, I went over to her baby shower and she sat on a Pilates ball and was bouncing. Now, I always used to go outside on a trampoline and I would just kind of jog in place for hours because that's where I do all of my visualization and that's where my mind just, well, how my mind works is I start seeing the future and then I run every play down in my head. Like I go, this play, what would I need? What would I have to do? Lawsuit this, that, or would that work, or how would this work? And so I run the whole chain down and then I go, okay, what if I did it this way? And then I run the whole chain down and then I have this and this, and if they did this then I could do that, and and so like I see all this like thing that goes on in my whole entire head while I'm bouncing on my trampoline looking at my beautiful ocean. Now back in the day it was in New Orleans in my backyard. But I'd have these big visions of everything. So I play it all down. Like, how does this work? That work? How could this work? Who would have to know who? I can make this happen. And that's my magic. Because then I come back after I've done this whole madness in my head. And I go, that's what I need to do. This. Let me put this person with this person. Blah, blah, blah. Boom. That happens. And then they take off and they sprout the seeds. And then sometimes it looks different, but in the end, it pretty much comes to fruition like this.
The way that you mocked it up. And you mock it up on a Pilates ball or
on a trampoline. I hate that part because I feel like it's so... So anyway, at my friend's house, she was bouncing on this ball and I was like, wait, what? And I bounced on the ball and I was hooked. And I was pregnant, so I started bouncing on a Pilates ball when I was pregnant with my first child. And then when she came out of the womb, if I held her and wasn't bouncing, she'd cry. So then I became captive to the Pilates ball.
You're stuck.
I was stuck. Because every time I was bouncing on the Pilates ball, happy. So then it became like, literally like my ball and chain.
Leaving the ball.
But I'm not leaving the ball. So when I watch TV at night with the family, I bounce on my Pilates ball and they watch, and that's the way I like it. Because if I sit still at nighttime, I'm asleep.
Oh, interesting.
I'm out.
Okay, so the Pilates ball keeps the energy going.
Oh yeah, Pilates ball is great.
Well, for those of you who are looking for a goal setting hack or a visualization hack.
I don't know if that's going to, I don't know if I endorse that one. It just might be
it
for me.
It works for you. But some people, madness. That's what I think is cool about successful people.
Sarah Blakely says that she drives in her car. Yes. She goes and gets lost and she drives. Yep. So that's her thing.
She, like, even though the Spanx office is like a few minutes away, she still drives all around.
She'll drive and just kind of gets lost in her thoughts.
Yep. And Grant writes his goals down.
On a Pilates ball, not in traffic.
You have no carbon footprint associated with your Pilates ball sitting.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about No, I'm not worried about her. She's got her routine down.
But crushing it.
If in my head, I don't know if I could be driving focused with
running
all
your
stuff.
Plays.
Yes, I'm running plays. I'm playing chess.
Yes,
in my head.
Yes, safely on a Pilates ball, not in traffic,
right.
With other cars that you might need to maneuver around. So, question for you: you talk about four pillars. The four core pillars. Could you give the audience a little bit of a taste of these core four pillars that you talk about and maybe let them know a special little offer that you are giving to everybody who is currently listening to Building Billions?
Okay. So I wrote a book, Build an Empire, How to Have It All. And the empire is based on these four pillars, meaning you can't build the foundation without these four pillars. And you can't have one without the other, or we have a sinking house. They all have to be stable and sturdy. And that's the empire mindset, dynamic relationships, because no empire has been built alone. So you have to figure out how to get along with people. People have to figure out their roles and how to work cohesively for the mission. And then there's master your money, because we live in an economic planet, so you've got to understand money, resources. And then the last one is the lifestyle, the health, the wellness, and that ability to postulate, as you said earlier, which means assume something to be true. So how to make it manifest. The manifestation isn't, the word manifestation means to make appear. Did you know that? It means to make seen by the eye. I always thought manifestation, was this thing that you think about. It's not. It means to make appear. Like, that's what manifestation means. So those are the four pillars. How to make it manifest. It has to show up. Can't stay in your head. How do you get it out of your head from that vision that I've been talking about to show up in the real world? I don't want it to just stay here. It's got to actually show up here.
It has to manifest.
So manifest. So mindset, relationships, money, and manifestation are the four pillars that you've got to build so strong to then be able to build up and out, if you want, however big you want to build your empire
for the expansion.
Yes. So if anyone is interested in learning a little bit more about the pillars, you can go to Elena Cardone.
Okay.
Elena
mm-hmm.
Cardone
mm-hmm.
.com/pillars. And you can have them for free.
Amazing. She is so incredible. You are not going to want to miss out on the expanded version of the pillars. The pillars have changed my life. And I know they've changed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of other women's lives, too. The impact that you've made. Actually, it's probably in the... Why am I shortchanging you right now? The millions of women's lives that this woman has helped inspire, has helped create real solid foundations for. So definitely go to that link right now. That was elenacardone.com/pillars with an S. There's multiple pillars. P-I-L-L-A-R-S to get that free downloadable. I appreciate you being on this show. Thank you for being so wonderful and such an example to so many women. And I'm just going to continue rooting for you, supporting for you, loving on you.
Thank you.
And you should do the same.
Prayers, anything.
Follow her, support her, get your friends involved with what she's doing because she is creating a movement and she wants to help you too. So, at Elena Cardone on pretty much all social and elenacardone.com/pillars to get your free copy of her secret guide for building your empire.